From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Sustainable, regenerative, climate smart, whatever you call it, environmentally conscious approaches to farming are getting more federal support in the U.S. The Gulf States Newsroom's Danny MacArthur takes us to three farms that are part of a growing sustainable agriculture network across Mississippi.
Want to walk this way?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
First stop is Davis Farm in Winona, about an hour north of Jackson. The owner, John Paul Davis, walks around. He starts listing some of the different crops he grows.
You'll see I have watermelons here. I have some zucchini there and then squash on the other side.
Davis decided to become a farmer after retiring from decades as a deputy sheriff and working other state jobs. His kids were skeptical.
Yeah. What did they think when you started farming?
Daddy done lost his mind.
Before long, he started attending field days, hosted by a group known as the Alliance of Sustainable Farms. It's a statewide network of small, mostly black-owned farms in Mississippi. There, Davis learned about ways to produce more while using fewer resources. For him, sustainable agriculture means not using pesticides and using less water with a special kind of irrigation that gets water directly to the roots. He thinks it makes his crops healthier, and that's important to him.
Because one thing about it, I eat it first.
One way the Alliance helps farmers is with monthly trainings on things like landscape fabric to suppress weeds instead of using pesticides. They also have anchor farms. These are farms that have experience and equipment to share. And one of those anchor farms is our second stop. James Brewer is using a pea shelling machine at his farm in Greenwood, Mississippi. He enjoys being part of the Alliance.
Because you get to meet a whole lot of people. You get to do a whole lot of things, and also, if you need something, if you talk long enough, he'll provide it for you.
Rather than every farm buying their own, Brewer allows other farmers to use his pea sheller. Alliance members share resources because it's harder for small farmers to have the money to afford what they need. Keith Benson is the Alliance's director. He says small farms are the majority of producers, but it's large-scale farms that make up most of the U.S.'s farm income.
When I hear stuff like that, what it says to me is groups like the Alliance and others have to do a better job of accessing those resources.
There are billions of federal dollars available for climate-smart agriculture. Some small farmers are taking advantage of it. Benson says the Alliance received $1 million. That's enough to grow membership from 16 farms to more than 100. So more farmers can use certified organic seeds and host demonstrations.
So the logic is that they are demonstrating and promoting the adoption of all these innovative, climate smart conservation practices. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Our last farm is in Marks, Mississippi, up in the Mississippi Delta. Robbie Pollard started farming in 2019. Mostly teaching himself through YouTube videos. Now, he's also an anchor farm, which includes hosting field days.
I want to welcome y'all to my farm, start to finish farm.
He's showing his farm to a group of students from Alcorn State University and other colleges to learn more about climate-smart agriculture.
Look around and just if you have any questions, just don't hesitate to ask.
Yes, we do. Right. Thank you.
As he harvests crops like tomatoes and eggplants, Pollard says these practices are a return to the basics. If you look back in history, many black farmers use some of the techniques considered sustainable or regenerative, such as growing a variety of crops to improve soil health.
We've been doing like regenerative ag before. It was a thing. That's something that we just always practice is regenerative agriculture.
He says it's a good thing that they can now get funding to continue and build on those practices. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Danny MacArthur.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama.